This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Saturday, June 6, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Brian Rousey in the Ravenna News Herald reports that the town of Coymans is consolidating its local dispatch services with the Albany County Communications Center. The ACCC will add two transfers from Coymans at local expense for a three-year transitional period in the deal. Coymans Police Chief P.J. McKenna said at the town's May meeting that, quote, both parties will share data. The data in the system is available to all involved, officers and administrators, unquote. At the meeting, Town Councilman Tom Dolan said the three local fire departments are not thrilled with the plan. Read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. The Daily Mail is reporting that after 138 years in business, the Saugerties Post Star is closing its doors. The Post Star, the Saugerties Penny Saver, and Mountain Penny Saver will cease publication effective July 2nd. Customers were notified by the decision in a June 3rd letter from Anthony McFarlane, advertising manager for the Times Herald Record Hudson Valley Media Group. Quote, "This has been a very difficult decision, but we feel we cannot continue in the current economic environment," unquote, McFarlane wrote. According to the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce, the Post Star has a circulation of 9,000. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. In Radio Roundup, the Greene County Highway Department at 67 Scott Lane in Athens accepts household hazardous waste on Saturday, June 6th. Participants are asked to arrive during the suggested times based on the first letter of their names, A through G from 8 to 9 a.m., H through N from 9 to 10 a.m., O through T from 10 to 11 a.m., and U through Z from 11 a.m. until noon. This is for Greene County residents only. Proof of residency is required. You can call 518-943-4600 for more information. WGXC is currently in its radioactive pledge drive. The station hosts several live broadcasts throughout the area this week. Saturday, June 6th, tonight at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, Tonic Train performs live on the radio and in person. Tuesday, June 9th at the Catskill Library, you can stop by from 4 to 6 p.m. for the WGXC afternoon show. Saturday, June 13th at the Hudson Farmers Market, 9 to 10:30 a.m. on the WGXC feedback show. Saturday, June 13th at Art O'Mai in Ghent from 4 to 7 p.m. with poet Todd Colby and bands Power Animal System and the Shomer Formation. And Sunday, June 14th at Kamea in Hudson from 6 to 8 p.m. Today is Saturday, June 6, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 70 and a low around 44. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 72. There's a 30% chance of showers after 2 a.m. Sunday night with a low around 48 predicted. Monday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.